Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've talked about Babu Jr. and Vinny and some of the other expectations we have for some of the players this year. I think let's choose the players who we are worried about this year. Either they can play the position, playing time, outfield spots, or at least let's stake our guy, right? Let's say the guy we think is going to have the best year, because then we can whether hold him accountable or think that it's expected. Here are the three players I'm going to give you, and then I'd like your answers. 913-586-7965. Who has the best year? Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, or Hunter Renfroe? You can have Mikel Garcia if that's your answer. I will allow a fourth.
Okay.
But the way we've talked on the show,
I think he's going to play less.
I just didn't feel like our answers were going to be Mikel Garcia, so I left him off the initial list, but I think it's fair if we want to put him on there.
So my answer is not going to be who I think will be the most beneficial if he does have a good year. Because I think the easy answer, if you're just saying who would help the team the most if he turned around, well, it's easy. It's MJ Melendez. If he turned out to be in the swing thing switch, I hope it's him. That's not my answer. It's Hunter Renfroe. His final year of a contract in Kansas City, I think will be much better for this team. I know that's not the most popular name in Kansas City, especially because people think that that's where Cags could potentially come up and play. I actually think Hunter Renfroe is going to have a very nice season. There were multiple times where he actually was in a very good groove for this team. He had the weird toe injury as well. Actually, I'm going to go with Hunter Renfroe. A couple weeks ago, we were taking a look at some of his numbers. And for the season, they were obviously not what you want at all, right? 229, 297 on base, 392 slug. He played 120 games for this team. I think he will have the better year of those three names. He also is going to have a longer leash than people realize for this season, too. I don't think we'll be talking about him in the same way we were the first 2 months last year.
Renfro's not a bad answer. Like, I could see it, and obviously it was bad last year. He performed poorly, then he was hurt. It's just a bad year for Hunter Renfroe. Seems like a decent candidate for the bounce back. I think my answer is going to be Michael Massey. Really, this is just like, do you want to believe that MJ fixed his swing, or do you want to believe that Massey will play enough left field that he doesn't get hurt, or that he's learned to play through the back stuff that has been a consistent issue for him in the big leagues? I'm going to go with Michael Massey because he possesses the power. He has shown a similar amount of power to MJ Melendez. He's still not like a huge on-base guy. He knows he needs to work on that. I think he's consistently said it. But his ability to hit and play some left, some third, some second, I think is really going to benefit the Royals. And when we get through the whole year, the guy who will have the best season when we say this year is over is Michael Massey. I want to believe in MJ. You're right.
That's the answer we all want it to be.
I kind of want that to be the answer. But I'm not staking my name to it at the moment. Because until I see that swing change in action over the course of probably the All-Star break, and it looks real, until he hits before the 4th of July weekend, I just can't. I've seen Massey have some offensive success in Major League Baseball. His issues are more related to injury. He tells us playing in left a little bit, we'll protect that a little bit. And I go back to a comment J.J. Piccolo made in like August on this show about how he thought he had maybe crossed a threshold on understanding what he can and cannot play with as it relates to that. And so I'll stake him as the guy. Like here in the text line over there, a couple of people saying Massey as well over on YouTube. A couple of guys are going with MJ Melendez. So it's like, yeah, I'll listen to your arguments for him, but I'm just kind of curious. Drew, you want to back a guy? Which of the four you want?
I'm going to do Massey as well.
I thought you were going to choose a new one.
For whatever reason, I think that I know it's going back to last year, but the way that he played in the playoffs, I feel like when he needed to show up big, he was able to show up big, where if he can stay healthy, maybe try to, you know, ride the coattails of that into this season. And I think if he stays healthy, he's going to have the best season out of the three that you mentioned.
Health, man, it scares me.
That is the ultimate question, I think, with him.
Hunter Renfrow, what's the best case scenario for him season-wise? What was he before they, like, now I'm trying to remember, like, what it looked like. I can't remember what healthy Hunter Renfrow looked like because it was just so blah last year. Let's see. The year before
240,
for
242, 304 on base percentage, 19 home runs. I mean, I'm not telling you he's going to come on and be a top-tier outfielder or anything. I think
31, 29, 2019.
And I think he will bounce back. That home run number will jump from 15 to the 22 to 25 range this year. I really believe that's a possibility for him. And, yeah, I think the batting average goes from 229 to get back into the 240s, 245 or so. If he does that, that is a big improvement and a big boost to this offense. That's the name that I feel most confident in saying. Versus the higher ceiling.
Career, yeah.
Of course, the higher ceiling is still MJ Melendez in this entire group, right? We agree, no doubt, the ceiling is still the highest for him.
So.
Unfortunately, the floor might be the lowest.
Out of any of those four players, him or Massey have the lowest floor. Massey, at the very least, and like MJ now at this point, too, this is the one thing I'll credit MJ with. The offense has slipped significantly from what he was as a minor league player. He is now a very reliable defensive player.
The athleticism, nobody ever questioned.
Yeah, a well above average left fielder in Major League Baseball. So he's made himself a valuable big leaguer. That's why, and he's a lefty. You know, like, he's made himself a valuable player, and I think that will maintain. But yeah, I mean, at some point, it's the offense is going to keep him in a lineup every day.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.